Hello and welcome to Let's Talk with Chuck. I hope everybody had a good weekend. It was very eventful for you. And if it wasn't, you were just, you know, on the couch binge watching something. That sounds pretty awesome too. So jumping into this already. Last week, I got myself in a new position at work. Nothing really, I wouldn't say very big, but it's still a good role that I got myself into with where I'm at now. More responsibilities, well, obviously more pay and everything. So at the end of it, it's very worth it for me, and I'm very proud of myself to achieve this and everything. And, you know, we go through life and just trying to figure out what we want to do or how we want to get to where we do want to go, if we do know where we want to go. And, you know, I'm still somewhere in the middle. You know, I am in this big city and I don't really care for it, but I don't hate it either. It's just, I'm just a small country guy is all that I am and everything. And all I want to do is just be successful in life and, you know, take all that I have that's on my resume and, you know, build off it and everything. And so this is one more extra thing, you know. Last time we talked and everything, I dropped the floor of, you know, being patient, and then along with that stuff, with my mom's issues, if y'all have heard the previous episodes that I did release and everything. And we are making progress, so there's some, you know, battles we gotta fight and everything, but, you know, that's just part of what it is, especially for my mother. But, you know, she's in good spirits, and seeing her coming back to the person that she is means the world to me and everything. And so, I don't bring that up in the first thing before my raising of the importance is that it's not that mom will always be important. It's just the fact, like, I think about it so much and everything, and I try to distract myself a little bit of the whole situation of what my mom's going through and everything. And so, not a healthy way to handle things and everything, but, you know, it is what it is, I suppose. Because my mom will always be important to me, obviously. She's the most important person in my life, just as much as my daughter. My daughter's obviously a little bit more, just because all of our kids are what matters the most. We do what we do the things that we do for our kids to push ourselves in the right direction, making the right decisions and everything. And at first, you know, I was kind of stumbling, but I was just who I am as a person. Just if you put me under pressure, I wouldn't necessarily fold, but have a little stutter step and don't know how to get the ball rolling, you know. And so I guess with everything that goes on in my life, that is going on in my life, you know, I'm growing into this new role, growing into this I don't know, seeing a different perspective on things and everything does make a difference, I suppose. And I don't know, I didn't know how this is. I was going to kind of see my, you know, 2024 go, you know. Like, last year was very tough, and, like, everybody has a tough year just because, you know, anything can happen with, it can be health, financial stuff, relationships, so on and so forth and everything. And so we're almost to the middle of, you know, this year already. You know, May's coming up, but, you know, May will go by real quick and everything. And so, you know, for being where I'm at right now, I'm content with how this year has gone, minus, you know, obviously the stuff with my mom. But my mom, she keeps a smile, her heart is strong. And so, you know, I can't fold, or I can't break under pressure at all. If she can handle this, I should handle this, you know. And so, being where I'm at right now, I'm content. I just gotta just keep grinding and make sure that I'm heading in the right direction. You know, next month I'm going out of state to see my nephew graduate, and it's a, you know, big achievement of kids doing that, you know. At least I believe it is, whether it just be a high school diploma, it's just some kids I'm sure would have loved to call it quits. I feel like the kids these now, it's easy for them to make these bad decisions a little bit more than what it was for us. I mean, when we grew up, there wasn't like really the big trend that was going on. I mean, trends were like the minimum, I believe. I couldn't think of anything, right? I graduated in 2010. I know that's not too long ago, but you know, I don't remember what was like trending back then, whether it was some kind of dance or some kind of challenge or whatever. I don't know, but I feel like this younger generation, these last few kids have been graduating. I'm not trying to, you know, talk my shit on all of them, whatever, but there's just some that are just little shits. Just the way they're necessarily raised, or just how the kids they hang out with, or whatever. And so, you know, my nephew has making some bad decisions, and now I think he's trying to see like how serious it is that life is going to be after he graduates, after he moves out, after, you know, all this other stuff. Because, you know, he turned 18 earlier this year and everything. So now the realization is he is an adult now, even though he'll have his mom and his stepdad and his actual dad, you know. It does make a difference on like what decision he makes now, because he's responsible for himself, whether, you know, getting a job, making payments, you know, going to college or going to the military that he speaks of and everything, stuff in that nature, you know. So I'm proud of him. I'm proud of everything he's trying to do now, because he was a little shit back then. I can call him that because I know the truth of it is, you know, we all make bad decisions as teenagers. There's nothing wrong with that and everything. We kind of want to adventure and make good memories and tell, like, you know, 10, 20 years of all the dumb shit that we did to our friends that we're still friends with, of what, you know, we've done. And so, if that nature of it, it's totally fine. That's just a kid being a kid, you know? But there were some decisions that he was making that weren't the best and everything, and I think he's kind of learned from that and everything, and I'm glad that, you know, he's where he's at now, you know. So that being said and everything, like I said, I'm proud of this kid. I believe he's gonna go far in life and hopefully still make the right decisions, you know. I don't know, but that's my plan for next month and everything, and I'm probably rambling on, but like I said, I believe I said something that in this episode, I'm just talking. There's not really a subject to talk about, really. It's just spreading, like, the good news that I've been going on for me and everything, because beforehand, I was just getting the shit kicked out of me by life and everything, and felt like that I was only a punching bag, but at the end of the day, that's not what I am. I am just like a person in this world, like everyone else, like you and my friends and everything, my family. And so that's just what the realization is. Life is just going to kick us down, but it's our choice to get back up or just let it just kick our ass. And I'm done feeling that way. I'm done feeling overwhelmed and everything. Started going back to the gym consistently now, and I feel good about it and everything. Like, the scheduling's really hard after working, you know, 10 hours and getting home, being, you know, a dad, daddy duties and all that shit. Wouldn't change it for the world, regardless of how tired I am, but gosh dang it, I love nap time with my little girl, because when her ass is out, I'm out. And so that gives me the chance to actually, you know, recover and sleep for even if it's an hour and a half or two, because I go work out at night. And by the time I get done, you know, it's almost, you know, a little past 10:30, closer to 11. I gotta shower, eat, and go to bed because I go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so it's a new challenge that I'm getting myself into due to like all this other stuff. But at the same time, it's worth it for me. It does give me peace of mind. I do get clarity again, because now I thought about things of what I can handle and things that I can't handle that are out of my control. I gotta let go and not stress over, you know. So that's the realization of it and everything. And you know, I kind of put myself on autopilot, or I would just, you know, it was either be on autopilot or just stress, you know, the hell out and everything. And that's not a way to live life, you know. And I understand that a lot more, because I don't want my daughter to see that. I don't want mom to think that I'm just, you know, unhappy, whatever, you know. And the thing that I thought about too is I would used to go to bed and, you know, feeling either empty or some kind of negative energy. And I know I always told myself not to do that. I especially tell it to other people whenever they're emotional, upset, or something's going on. And obviously, if it's to a certain standard, you have the right to feel that way as you lay in bed and everything. But I truly believe that you have all the time in the world to, you know, feel what you feel and let it all out. Or whether it's anger, despair, sadness, anything, anxiety and everything, I feel like that you have all the right to feel the way you feel. But when it comes to laying in bed, I feel like you have to have that clarity. You have to be a little content. So that way when you go to bed, whatever situation that you're in, whatever problems that you're dealing in life, is that I think that you need to let that go, just that before you close your eyes, because you lose sleep. When you wake up and you're still feeling that same negative way, that's how your day is going to begin. And so if it's things that are out of your control, stop worrying about it. Stop thinking all this other stuff. Just live your life to the fullest that you can, because we're not guaranteed anything the next day. So I'm not saying not to care about anything, because that's not what I mean. It's just handle what you can handle. You're not alone, so if you need somebody to care that way, I'm sure there is. And if you have nobody, then you're going to be one strong SOB coming out of whatever you're coming out of this, you know, terrible event that's going on in your life. But I will wrap this up. I think you guys are awesome. Thank you that you bear with me, even though I haven't been as consistent and everything. You guys mean the world to me. I'm not just saying this shit for shits and giggles. I really do care about this, what my podcast, and I recently streamed in a video for my Twitch and everything, and it has been a long time. And it felt good. It really does. It's not that I want the attention. It's just being back to where I am in my mindset. Like I said, I was consistently working out before I became a father, you know, and, you know, doing this kind of stuff a lot and everything. And now that, and, you know, with my mother, and now taking the role of, or trying to get to this position, and now taking this role and everything, it's worth every second of it and everything. Worth every second, spend time with mom every second. Same thing with my daughter, spending my time and everything. And so there's nothing wrong with me making time for me, you know? And so, you gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself. And treat yourself right. But, anyways, going back to it, I appreciate you guys for listening to my episodes. I appreciate you guys taking the time out of it and everything. I love you guys. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll be back very soon. Until then, peace.